Here at World Pork Expo, we have seen Baron Girl Ingelheim speaking about PERS once again, the Aerial Regional Control and Elimination Programs for PERS. We saw a seminar this week for producers and also a media presentation for the media here. And with me is Dr. Scott Dee, who is with the Swine Disease Eradication Center at the University of Minnesota. And we have talked several times about PERS and just last year, and we're trying to discern the progress that we've made with this disease from last year to this year.
Well, I think, Cindy, there are two messages that were loud and clear that I'd like to make is the technologies and tools and strategies that we developed in the last few years from a number of institutions around the country for control of PERS, such as oral fluid sampling, air filtration, mapping of regions, those are still working. And so there's more data that supports that some of these new ideas are actually repeatable and replicable and useful for farmers. We aren't changing our story. Now that all of a sudden, gosh, this doesn't work anymore, we got to come up with something new. I think that's a very, very good point to make, is because that hasn't been the history of this disease. There's always been something changing all the time. Mm-hmm. So the things are still working is point number one. Point number two is there are groups interested in trying to control and potentially eliminate PERS virus on a regional area basis with a voluntary, producer-driven, with the help of their veterinarian approach. And we had one example last year in Minnesota, but now we're talking about 8 to 9 different parts of the United States and even a province in Canada that are trying this, you know, very slowly and strategically, seeing if they can reduce the level of infection in their respective areas. And so what we call area regional control and elimination is on the move. And that's message number two, is that we've got to work together to see what we can do to really put a damper on this devastating economic disease.
Yeah, and that's your main message, is we have to work together. And, of course, Minnesota is the largest area as far as the Area Regional Control Program. But as you said, there's a few areas popping up. The thing about this is, of course, that there are costs involved. And the producers who have to participate on a voluntary basis, it's going to cost them some money. Where do we stand at this point? I mean, how willing are producers to put in certain amounts of money to do this, and how is there other sources of funding available?
Good question. That's a major obstacle with, as you say, a voluntary program. And I first have to commend the National Pork Board and a number of state pork boards that have put funds into these pilot projects. Also, what we call the USDA PERS Cap 2 is a great contributor to these projects. But those granting sources can't do it themselves. There's got to be some type of way to raise other funds, either through industry, producer, voluntary investment. And we've seen that in the Stevens County or the Minnesota project that started. There was no money to begin with. The producers basically paid for it, the testing, for example, of the various farms in the area by themselves. Mm-hmm. And then as we were able to get some success, we put forward grant proposals. And we did get some funding. But again, those are small amounts of money. It's going to take some contributions from producers, monetary contributions, to get this done, because again, it's a voluntary program. So we're still seeking sources and trying to answer that question, because that's a huge obstacle that we have to overcome yet.
Well, BI has been very helpful in trying to get a handle on how we can control and eradicate this disease. Can you talk a little bit about PADRAP, the risk assessment program part of this, and how that is progressing? I understand you're making quite an impact there.
Yeah, BI has been very supportive of this. You know, they've offered support of students to come out and conduct these risk assessments, as you call it, PADRAP. What that is it's a survey, basically, an interview, a series of questions that tries to measure the risk of external virus introduction into a farm, as well as the risk of what are the internal factors that will allow resident virus to circulate and cause disease. And the answers to these questions basically go into a big program, and they generate some very nice graphics that show where this farm is in relationship to its external risk, its internal risk, and it gives it a score. And then as the practitioners and the producers work together to minimize those risks, they repeat the assessments, and they can show, which they've done many times now, that those risks, that score goes down. Mm-hmm. And so it's a way to measure the impact of biosecurity on a farm and show a producer that the money they're spending to put in a truck wash or to put in a filter system or to put in some type of intervention is actually having an effect on the overall risk as measured by this program. And now the AASV, through a gift from BI, has ownership of this and is being managed out of Iowa State University. And so now veterinarians are getting trained to assess these risks properly using this program. And the data set's getting very large and it's getting very standardized. And so in the end, we'll have a very good way to measure overall risk and surely and truly show progress that biosecurity does work.
Well, and it seems like that will be a good tool for showing farmers that putting out this money will pay off for them in the long run.
Exactly. It's really exciting. I remember getting involved in that from the very beginning, and it's just great to see how big it's getting. So, again, credit to BI, also ASV and Iowa State. Dr. Darrell Holkamp is the driver from that college who's managing this big endeavor. So he's doing a great job.
Well, I know I always ask you that this, and I know what your answer is, but how optimistic are you about the eventual eradication and at least control of PRRS?
Extremely. Even more than last year. How's that?
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Scott D. here at World Pork Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting. We are speaking at a Boehringer Ingelheim press conference. I'm speaking with Jean-Paul Cano, or JP, better known as. He's a professional services veterinarian with BI. And JP, PRRS is our topic, and it has continued to be a topic of concern for producers. And we're trying to make progress in the control and eradication of this disease. But, you know, it takes some effort on the part of producers. And you talked a little bit about what does it take and is it worth it? Tell me about that.
Well, what it takes is collaboration and coordination between the farms that are in the same area, and they are actually sharing the risk of becoming infected. So we have been very successful at cleaning one specific farm, and then that farm, because the neighbor farms, it gets reinfected again and again. So the concept is to organize all those sites, all those farms that are in the same region, and coordinate activities so they all can sustain results for a longer period of time. So using the tools that we have today in a coordinated fashion so we can obtain better results.
And, of course, when we're talking about the area regional control, a lot of it is just biosecurity, keeping things clean, keeping things dry, that kind of thing. But the role of vaccines is also important in this. And while BAI is involved in the whole concept, of course, vaccines are important as far as BI is concerned. You talked a little bit about the direct and indirect value of the vaccines that are offered for PRRS by BI. Can you tell us that?
Yep. We think that the vaccine is one more tool, so it's part of the toolbox that you have to fight this disease and actually to apply this area regional control concept. So we think that vaccine could be a way to increase the immunity of populations, and somehow we have proven that you can reduce transmission by vaccinating populations. So along with improving biosecurity, reducing risk, organizing the flow, the peak flow of an area, vaccine could be a value. So the direct benefit of vaccination is what we measure every day, is average daily gain, feed conversion, mortality, firing rate. And the indirect value of the vaccination in this case specifically is reducing the viral load, so how much virus is in that specific population, the different number of isolates that you have in one specific population. Over time, you can reduce the number of isolates that you have and the risk of emergence for new viruses. So if you consider that more viruses you have, more probable that you'll have another thing. So then by mass vaccinating, you could argue that you could reduce the new emergence of new viruses. So that's something that we want to test, and we have some research going on to test that and see that indirect value.
Now, you've seen this from both the private practitioner point of view and now with BI. As a private practitioner, what do you feel about the potential damage that this disease is doing to the hog industry in the United States specifically?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, it was a practitioner just 6 months ago, and it's it's a thing that we have to deal every day, and it's really tough when you are in a farm and you don't have clear answers to your customers. So they are suffering the disease over and over, and you know that you could do something, but it needs collaboration and coordination between different people that you don't have influence to. So it's a huge risk to still have some virus circulating in a population, so it, or a group of farms. So if you could work together to reduce that risk, that'll be better. So I think it's a time for vets to get together and work on that matter.
Well, how optimistic are you about the control and eradication of PRRS?
I'm optimistic in the sense that we have learned a lot of things, and what we are doing right now is not necessarily working for everybody. So farms are getting breaks and are having lost every day because of what we are doing. So I think that the next step will be, okay, what we can do in an individual farm, we can extrapolate that to a region. So we will generate direct benefit to those producers committed to those projects. And maybe later on, that those specific areas that are going through elimination or through regional control could get, you know, together and being more coordinated in a big area, so that could move the project forward. But it's a long time that we have to go, and a lot of things that we need to learn yet.
All right. Thank you very much. That's J.P. Kano here at the Beringer Ingelheim event at World Pork Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.